African Americans are increasingly saying goodbye to the United States and hello to Africa, pointing to institutionalised racism, but also a longing to connect to their roots. The destination for most is Ghana in West Africa, though it can be a cumbersome process. Manu Bobo recently visited Ghana for PM for this report.
This song by the band Osibisa addresses the struggle of the descendants of slaves, inviting them back to Africa's shores. More than 200 years after the transatlantic slave trade was abolished, African Americans continue to make the pilgrimage to Ghana. Some decide to stay, but estimates of exactly how many have settled there range from hundreds to tens of thousands, depending on who you talk to. Ben Orr is among those who've made the move.
We've received a very warm reception. Ghanaian people are very friendly, very accommodating, and in their accommodation you feel like, you know, your long-lost brother, especially once you get to know the people and, you know, you spend time in the area for some time. They make you feel very at home. And in that at-home feeling, you feel like, you know, you could live here, you could do this.
He was born Michael Carter Jr. in Baltimore, Maryland. He moved to Ghana in 2012 with his wife and three children. They welcomed a fourth child, born in Ghana 2 years ago. Ben Orr sees Ghana as a place he can start over and find his roots while working as an agricultural consultant.
My focus is organic agriculture, so I do a lot of consulting with farms around Ghana. I work with several organizations and foundations and somewhat famous people like Rita Marley, Bob Marley's wife, in terms of restructuring her farm. I also work with a lot of schools in terms of growing programs, school feeding programs, even history programs and mentoring. We sponsor children in Ghana to go to school. We do a lot of community work that kind of is our drive and our passion to give back as much as we can with our experiences.
Giving back is a theme common among Ghana's returnees. Professor Kevin K. Gaines from Cornell University in New York is the author of American Africans in Ghana. He says the Back to Africa movement was popularized by Marcus Garvey in the 1920s. It was a priority for Ghana's first president, Kwame Nkrumah, after the nation gained independence in 1957.
Ghana was looming very large in the sort of the political imagination of African Americans and people worldwide, really. Nkrumah becomes a sort of a global figure, and he comes back to the United States as leader of government business and again is recruiting African Americans, particularly professionals, doctors, dentists, West Indian jurists, people who are going to create a public health and legal infrastructure for Ghana post-independence. So many people visited Ghana, but some people actually relocated.
Today, the government of Ghana is just as keen to accept the pilgrims. It passed the right of abode law in 2000, granting people of African descent the right to stay indefinitely. But as Ben Orr discovered, the process of gaining Ghanaian citizenship can be time-consuming.
It's not easy at all. It's a lot of paperwork. It's a lot of fees and things like that, and jump through various hoops.
Would you like them to make it a bit easier?
Absolutely. because we didn't renounce our citizenship before we got on those boats and were taken from our native land into the Americas or into Europe or the Caribbean. So I think it definitely should be a lot easier to return back. I mean, we can see and feel that we have a lot to contribute to the society. There was a tremendous brain drain and human body drain that, you know, built the West on the backs of enslaved Africans. And I believe that we can build Ghana and build Africa if they allow us to come back in a little more freely, to give our brain power, our body power, our financial power to those governments and assist in rebuilding Africa to make it a world power again.
Imacus Njinga Okofu Ababio was born Vienna Robinson in New York City in 1941.
As at December 28, 2016, I became an official Ghanaian citizen.
Congratulations.
I'm legit. I am a Ghanaian citizen. I had my residency for many years, but now I'm a citizen.
She was featured in an episode of Foreign Correspondent in 2007 with her husband before he was killed in a hit-and-run accident.
We come to give homage to our grandmothers and great-grandmothers who were forced to pick cotton in the hot sun,
yes.
Who were forced to bear babies by men that they did not know, nor did they care to know.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes.
Mama Imacus moved to Ghana in 1990 and fell in love with the country immediately.
White people knew about Africa. They came here all the time. Okay. They exploited Africa. I was angry because all those years that I could have been here, I wasn't here because I believed the media hype, the negative media hype about Africa. But once I found out about it, I couldn't get here soon enough.
Mama Imacus is the CEO of the One Africa Health Resort and Restaurant, less than 4 kilometres away from Elmina Castle, where her ancestors were held captive in dungeons. They were brutally treated, humiliated and raped before being forced onto ships in shackles and transported as slaves to the Americas, Europe and the Caribbean.
So when the ships had come, the men to go were taken from these dungeons, put in chains. To this point, we call the transit dungeon for the male slaves. And then from here, they moved on further to the room of no return.
In this promotional video for the castle's tourism business, the narrator talks about the people who passed through the door of no return.
This is where the women came down. Originally, we had stairs where they descended. The men also came from this point. And together they got to the room of no return.
But some descendants have defied that decree.
Don't forget you are welcome.